皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
Sachiko here. Beginner Lesson Season 2.Lesson number 28. Now, I think today we're going to talk about the three basic colors in the traffic signals.
Oh, those colors.
Yeah, 原色, I guess. So let's see what kind of situation this pops up in. So today's conversation takes place in a school.
Yes, classroom. And because it's between teacher and students, what kind of formality?
Well, the students...should be speaking to the teachers with a polite form, always, at all times, because they're younger. And the teachers would be using casual form to talk to the students.
So it's mixed here, right?
Right.
Okay, you have to pay attention to that.
Right. And the students will be using polite form. Let's take a look.
信号には色が3つあるけど、何色かわかる人は手を挙げて。
はいはいはい
はいはいはい。
じゃあ、マサル。
はい。青と黄と赤です。
よくできました。みんな拍手。じゃあ、マサル。青と黄色と赤、それぞれどんな意味かわかるかい？
はい先生、青色は進んでよい、黄色は止まれるなら止まれ、赤色は止まれです。
マサル、よくできました。よく知っていたな。
先生先生、マサル君は分かってないと思います。
なんでそう思うんだ？
だってマサル君は赤信号みんなで渡れば怖くないって、いっつも赤信号なのに渡ろうとするんです。
なんだと？
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
信号には色が三つあるけど、何色かわかる人は手を挙げて。
はいはいはい
はい
はいはい。
じゃあマサル。
はーい。青と黄と赤です。
よくできました。みんな拍手。じゃあ、マサル。青と黄色と赤。それぞれどんな意味かわかるかい？
はーい、先生。青色は進んでよい、黄色は止まれるなら止まれ、赤色は止まれです。
マサル、よくできました。よく知っていたな。
先生、先生、マサル君は分かっていないと思います。
なんでそう思うんだ？
だって、マサル君は赤信号、みんなで渡れば怖くないって、いつも赤信号なのに、渡ろうとするんです。
なんだと？
次は英語が入ります。
信号には色が3つあるけど、何色かわかる人は手を挙げて。
Traffic signals consist of three colors. Raise your hands if you know what colors they are.
はいはいはい
はい
はいはい
はいはいはいはい
はいはいはいはいはいはい
はい
はいはいはい
はいはいはい。
Me, me, me.
じゃあ、マサル。
Okay, then, マサル。
はい。青と黄と赤です。
Green, red, and yellow.
よくできました。みんな拍手。じゃあ、マサル。青と黄色と赤、それぞれどんな意味かわかるかい?
Very good. Everyone, let's give Masaru a round of applause. Okay then, Masaru, what does each color mean?
はい、先生。青色は進んでよい。黄色は止まれるなら止まれ。赤色は止まれです。
Green means go. Yellow means stop if you can. Red means stop.
Masaru, よくできました。よく知っていたな。
Very good, Masaru. You know this very well.
先生、先生。Masaru君は分かってないと思います。
Teacher, I don't think Masaru knows this very well.
なんでそう思うんだ?
Why do you say that?
だって、Masaru君は赤信号、みんなで渡れば怖くないって。いっつも赤信号なのに渡ろうとするんです。
Because he always tries to cross at a red light, saying, it's not scary if we all cross the red light together.
なんだと?
What?
夏子さん、What did you think of the conversation?
マサル君は、ちゃんと信号を守らないとダメですね。
Masaru needs to follow by the rules of the traffic signals. Because what does he do?
赤信号、みんなで渡れば怖くない。
It's not scary if we all cross a red light together.
Well, that may be an aspect of reality.
True.
But, yeah, but it's a joke phrase, right?
Yeah. I think when people are feeling timid about making changes or doing something different, they'll say,みんなで渡れば怖くない。
Yes, you can dare do it.
Yeah, we'll be okay if we all do it together. Uh-huh. It's kind of a thing that we say to motivate each other to go on. Natsuko-san, let's go over today's vocabulary.
はい。信号。
Traffic lights.
信号。
So as we found out in today's conversation, in Japanese, the colors for the traffic signals are considered blue, red, and yellow, instead of green.
Well, the actual color is green.
Right.
But we call it blue.
Right.
Somehow.
Because we're all colorblind. No.
No.
Uh-oh. No.
I think the word blue, 青, in Japanese, has the meaning of young, younger.
Right.
It's like 青年,
young, as in youth?
Yes, youth. 青春.
Ooh, which is kind of like puberty, but a more romantic way of saying it. I don't know what the good translation would be for that, but...
So, yes, there are some words using this kanji, blue, and has the meaning of young.
Right.
So the color green might give you the feeling of some, you know, young leaves.
Right.
So maybe that's why we call green blue. Not always. You know, there is a word for green, midori.
Right.
So sometimes you use that one. But in the case of signal.
Some reason we call them blue.
Yes.
Blue signal. Aoshingo.
Yes.
Okay. So when we say the blue signal, we say aoshingo.
Yes. Akashingo.
For red light.
Kiro shingo.
For the yellow lights.
Mm-hmm.
In Japan, I've noticed that when giving directions, we often use signals.
Oh, yes,
the
right.
The traffic signals.
Uh-huh, because it has names.
That's right. There's a name for the location of the signals.
Mm-hmm.
So when you give directions, you often say, turn right at the next signal.
次の信号で右に曲がってください。
And also because in Japanese, we don't use the concept of blocks. You have to count the traffic signals
right.
And not the blocks.
Mm-hmm.
So remember that if you ever ask for directions in Japan. Okay, the next vocabulary, please.
拍手.
Clapping hands. Applaud.
拍手. 拍手.
So in Japanese, how would you say they wouldn't stop clapping at the concert?
コンサートで拍手が止まない.
The next vocabulary, please.
進む
To advance, to make progress.
進む
So what are we doing now? We're progressing with the lesson. What would that be?
レッスンが進みます。
The lesson is progressing. Next vocabulary, please.
止まる
To stop.
止まる止まる
This is unfortunately used a lot on the trains because it seems like every train I get on stops.
Yes.
And the reasons could be anything.
Yeah,
from the train in front of it is running late
mm-hmm.
or weather.
Yes.
Weather conditions mm-hmm. often stop trains.
Right.
Right. So if you were to say the train is stopped because of a typhoon, it would be
台風で電車が止まる
Scary thought. Mm-hmm. Don't want to be on that one. Okay. The next vocabulary, please.
渡る
To cross or cross over.
渡る
I guess the most common way of using this is maybe to cross a bridge.
橋を渡る
Right. Or if you fly overseas, you cross an ocean.
海を渡る
Right.
Oh, because Japan is an island country.
Right, that's the interesting thing. Because Japan is an island, everything foreign is considered overseas.
Yes.
Okay, well, since we're talking about colors,
mm-hmm.
why don't we introduce some more?
Oh, yes, sure.
What else is there?
黒
Black
白
White
緑
Green
紫
Purple, my favorite.
Wow.
茶色
Brown
金色
Gold
銀色
Silver
水色
Which is light blue. It's considered light blue, and it's written in the kanji signaling water.
Yes.
So it's light blue because it looks like water.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, okay. 水色
Pink
Pink
Orange
Orange Now, I think there are a couple of colors that are very unique to the Japanese culture.
Right.
I think one is shuiro.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe that?
Vermilion? Yeah, it's a very bright and slightly orangey red.
And I think it's used for the stamps?
Oh, yes. Seals.
Yeah.
The ink
right.
of the seal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's maybe Chinese origin. Because
Ooh.
Chinese temples are usually colored
That's
in that
right.
very bright red.
Orangey, reddish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also the torii in Japan are typically that color.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah,
the shrine.
It's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The gates of a shrine usually have this...
Shuiro color.
Yeah, mm-hmm. color. Mm-hmm. And another thing that I think is very Japanese is aiiro.
Oh, kind of indigo.
Yeah, indigo blue.
Mm-hmm. Very... Beautiful color, isn't it?
I love it. I think it's beautiful.
Very dark and pure kind of blue, isn't
it? Yeah. It's navy, but it's deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard to describe.
Yes.
But I think, yeah.
I think it's the very traditional color.
Right. So if you go to a souvenir shop, you see a lot of these.
Mm-hmm. It's usually used in traditional fabrics like yukata,
right,
kimono,
right.
tenugui.
Uh-huh. And the noren?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. The sheets that hang at the entrance of a house or a business.
Yes.
We've covered a lot of colors today.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com. Get the PDF. Take advantage of the Learning Center because there's so much more to go with each lesson.
Definitely.
And today's lesson involved a lot of vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
So be sure to rewind it and listen to it again. See you next week.
それじゃまた今度。